Hello, hello, hello. Wait for my screen to come up. Yay, it looks like it's working. Hooray. All right, welcome everybody. We have another video here, MotoWave Binance Data. We are doing for harmonic scans. This is nothing very deep, but I will talk about what I'm seeing right now using harmonic scans. Not sure if these are totally reliable, but I thought I'd just share the info anyways. So we got about 80 pairs here out of the big coins, but the only ones that are coming up are your maybe Bitcash, Litecoin, XRP, Ethereum, Bitcoin. So that's what I'll go through right now. So right now, you can see here the Bitcoin price has gone back to like a flat mode along here for our chart. We are seeing a short here because the price is lower, or the target price is lower than the current price, so that might be a short. You can confirm that usually in hourly data. It's been very flat. There's some decent little up moves. You could probably still scalp in there as an opportunity. Again, then we get into other currencies like Bitcoin in Europe, in Euro. Same thing, short, so no need to mention that. Here, quite interesting is Ethereum being a short. You can see it's moving up. Nice trends since early July, or sorry, in January. And that big drop, but it's still crossed the last point of the crash, and it's blown through that as well. It's coming off a little bit, so there's some slower momentum for sure. We got a short call here. Here we have Litecoin, same thing. You can see how Bitcoin and Litecoin's fairly integrated pretty well with that direct relationship, it seems. Here, Litecoin and Bitcoin's an interesting one, starting to move up, and again, same thing. I prefer to trade in USDT because being on the futures market's kind of better performance. Here is where I'm talking about. Will XRP start to outperform both Ethereum and Bitcoin? Now, I only say that because of this, okay? Because we see the target price is higher than the current price. So as I said, I don't know if that's reliable or not, but that's what I'm seeing. But if I was to pull up, let's say, Ethereum. So we have Ethereum in Euro. Let's check out how that's doing on an hourly basis. It's trending up, but it's fairly flat. Again, I'll look at the Litecoin here. A little bit better movements, trending up. That's Litecoin in Tether, USDT. And then you have Litecoin in BTC. Again, I wouldn't pay a lot of attention to it, but if, again, on an hourly basis, you can see there's some decent moves there. You get these big moves. These are too volatile to trade, but maybe to hodl, XRP has some potential better opportunity, okay? Let me just see hourly basis here. Like I said, you got that big move, but you can see how it just trends back down. So these are dangerous types of trading to really take part in. Here, if you look at the BCH, same thing. So there's some opportunity where it can move really big. You won't notice that with Bitcoin or Ethereum as much. Let me just go back to a daily. But you can see just general downtrend since August. And then some big moves here, but again, that's BCH and Bitcoin, but that's why you want to be in a stable coin like Tether, USDT. So let's check out the, okay, so now we've gone from very good. So BCH and BTC was very good. Ethereum and USDT, looking pretty good there, but it's a little bit of some pullback there. Let's just see in the hourly here. This is Ethereum and USDT. Looks kind of flat, trending up though, and it's starting to top out there. And you can see we got some short calls here. So here's what that is to me encouraging. And I treat the same thing with the CFD and Forex with the Awanda data as well. So let's check out XRP here. So let me go back to the I think that would be, yeah, that would be 6 hour, or sorry, 4 hour view. So here you can see we have these, let me see, we've got 1, 2, 3 longs. That's very encouraging. Plus we had another one up here. Oh, no, that's it. So we have, actually right here. So we have 4 longs for XRP and USDT. That's pretty encouraging, okay? Now, usually there's a reason for the harmonics to point up. So I pretty well cannot never explain it in Ethereum, in crypto. You could kind of build the logic around the reasons why certain harmonics will point long. There's an exogenous factor you can always relate to. Here, we got shorts on all the other coins, except we got 1, 2, 3, 4 longs on XRP, so that should clearly say, well, when you look at where we were December, well, let me just do a full-on daily. You can see these big moves here back in November 22nd. It's trend down. Then we had that lawsuit against Ripple. And then look how it's been banged down. We have this big bar, and it's moved up quite nicely. So what it tells me is, yes, the U.S. markets are no longer are allowed to trade XRP or don't want to because of the lawsuit, because of the liability with the SEC. But the rest of the world will look at XRP. And with XRP, Binance is still listing it on Binance Asia. So this may start to turn around to perform. If you're American, with Kraken on the futures, you won't be able to trade. You will not be able to trade XRP at all. But if you're outside the U.S., you will be able to take advantage of even on Kraken because you're outside the U.S. So there's still that opportunity if you're not in the U.S. Okay. So that is potentially a decent opportunity. Sorry to all the Americans out there. I don't make the rules, as I always say. So XRP is looking pretty interesting. Here, you start to look at the XRP in Europe as well. Same thing. So this is quite interesting. That's all I can tell you. And we've got long there in Euro, another long in Euro, and another long in Euro. So that's three long calls for XRP and Euro. So that again tells you there may be opportunity there. So what I was going to say about my bots, I can turn on the XRP and watch XRP trade it, no different than Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP. So I could do that. I'm going to start watching that volume probably in the next day or so and just look at that. And I'll also can add in Litecoin as well, and that's on Kraken. So here, you know, when I start to look at XRP, Bitcoin, this really doesn't really interest me a whole lot. Bitcoin in USDT, targeting that $22,000. So that's what is expected the end result. And could it happen? Very definitely. So I do think that there may be that panic coming. Let's see where Litecoin's targeted. Actually, this one's $1.30. So I'm going to ignore that. So let me pull up some of these other calls here for USDT. So right now it's currently at 29 cents, in around there. And they're putting out calls. Here we've got one harmonic, B, 67 cents and a 95. As I said, that's a short. Another, mixed call there on XRP Tether. Another one as well. So those are now shorts starting to show in. But these are fair scores, so I don't really put a lot of attention to those at all. But it's quite interesting to see XRP maybe starting to outperform both Ethereum and Bitcoin. I did not, to be honest, if you asked me 2-3 months ago, I did not expect to see that. But I'll take whatever the performance will be. Other than that, let me talk about what has been going on. If you're new to all of this and you're still here, I'm getting myself off of Facebook, good old Facebook, no longer on that, so if you're on there, don't expect me to respond on the Messenger, WhatsApp, Facebook itself, Instagram. I'm going to be off it for a while. Now, if you're interested with these kind of analysis and you want to be able to automate your own trading, just testing out the final stages of the trading client, QuantLabs, support at quantlabs.net, and we can talk about all your goals and all that fun stuff. We've got our DVD, and again, because I'm not on Facebook, you can find me on my private chat server, and all you gotta do here is just click on that guy, and that'll give you lifetime access to the private chat server. No, just sign up here, and then from there you do whatever you do. All right, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching, and have yourselves a good day. Later.